You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
So what's tricky? What does that mean? Oh, let the camera roll.
Today on It's Tricky, we have Westside Boogie. He has one of the top 10 albums out right now in the country, okay? Globally, not just in the hip-hop genre, not just globally. He's doing it. He has top 5 albums out right now in the United States. So I just want to say he's from Compton, cool dude, mellow, chill, excited about having Westside Boogie in the building. Today, this individual I rock with, Westside Boogie in the building.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. What's going on?
I'm up early. Came to see you here because I was excited.
Drunk some coffee.
You feel me?
Yeah, you said, so raised in Long Beach, but from Compton?
Exactly. I went to wherever you want to say I'm from, my neighborhood in Compton. But yeah, I was in Long Beach till I was about 13, around LA, but going to school in Long Beach. Then I ended up in his church in Compton. And just became a follower of these kids at the church and just followed them all the way to their neighborhood.
So Long Beach, I used to live in Long Beach. I lived in Hostro on Long Beach.
The Hostro?
Yeah. Yeah, I lived on...
Long Beach Boulevard?
Yeah, I lived on Long Beach Boulevard and Cherry.
It was right there.
Yeah. Me and I live with my homegirl Amber Early, and yo, that was like the trip on the way home was awkward every day. They got the bitches selling pussy on a regular. I'd be like, God damn, how much are you selling it for, honey?
Like, yeah, that part of Long Beach.
You're a low budget bitch when you street walking.
It's a different world compared to like downtown, and then you got the Hostro, and then you got the pretty sides of Long Beach, and it, so.
Yeah, I lived there for like 3 years. It was definitely a different experience because like the block right there, you know what I'm saying, was like obviously all the action. Then I talked to all the pimps on a daily basis. They're the homies and shit. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Stop selling this bitch's pussy for the low.
Help them find some balance in their life. I appreciate it. Talk to them.
Yep. So then you started your career when?
Well, I started singing when I got to the church. I was forced to be in a church. So I was with the Sopranos, like with all the girls, because I hadn't hit puberty yet. So then I fell in love with music, I think, at that point. Then I started doing gospel raps at the church for the church, and I fell in love with performing. Then I went outside of church and realized I was in Compton, and the gospel raps just wasn't hitting no more. So I started doing regular raps for like 5 years, doing like gun raps that I wasn't living, like rapping about a life I wasn't living, just trying to sound cool.
Wait, right there, that part. Rapping about a life that you don't live in. So many rappers rap about like shooting and killing people, and I'm like, y'all haven't busted a grape. You know what I'm talking about?
And I was definitely like, that person. But it's, you got to understand, it's tempting because the world eat it up. We obviously do stuff. Like, because we think girls think it's cool, too, as men, well, as teenagers growing up, still today. Men, period. We do a lot of stuff for females for y'all approval. So we thinking that's what y'all want. We think y'all attracted to the rebels, the toughest guys.
Not you, obviously.
Shout out to the hill women. But, you know, it's a thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you talk about, you know, killing, I'm with, you know, like, I'm like, listen,
yeah,
bro.
I feel you.
Like, how my career set up, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to chill out
exactly,
with that.
Exactly. So it was tempting. So I was doing that, especially listening to like other rappers like Lil Wayne. And, you know, I'm just trying to just be in that bag. And then my producer checked me when I was like 19, right before I had my kid. And was like, yo, this don't hit for me. Can you rap about your own life, please?
You had a baby at 19?
I got her pregnant at 19. I'm 32 now.
Oh, yeah. No, but I said you kicked it off at 19?
Yeah, kicked it off.
Yeah.
Got it popping.
Yeah. And then you had a little mini you.
Yeah. And so I ain't gonna lie, the first 6 months I was trying to have her get rid of it. I wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying?
You trifling.
Yeah, I'm just being honest.
But you're a baby though. You
feel me? It didn't make sense to me.
If my son comes to me talking about he done got something, I'll be like,
you feel me?
You know what I mean? Cut the check for the bitch.
You know,
I'm just kidding.
It was my greatest.
Hey, pro life, okay? You know? They're gonna be like, Raquel, how fucking dare you say that type of shit?
But,
you know, sometimes it gets a little tricky when you have a baby at like.
Nah, yeah, exactly. I was a young mom.
I know that toll. So man. I already had kicked off then, you know. So my son, you know, I was in the trenches then. And you don't know what to do with no baby at 19.
I didn't even understand how to take care of myself. So it was tough. But it was the greatest blessing that ever happened to me. My kid is everything. And I'm so grateful I kept him. But yeah, that was the fear I had. And then, like, I'm broke. I'm already, like, staying with...
Listen.
You feel me?
Listen,
so
me and you, same story, honey.
Yeah,
I'm like, sitting there with a baby, sitting there, didn't even understand what's going on. Looked at my little dude, like, listen, you in the trenches, we out here on the block every day. We all doing weird shit. We just out here. And then that's just what it goes. But, you know, being a young parent is also cool. You know, being an old parent is cool. Y'all see it. You know, I've been a parent my entire adult life.
Seen
you
both know? Sides of it.
So I get it. You know, having a baby later, that's when you get a little bit... Like, right now, if you do you're 32...
No, I'd be good if I had a baby. I right feel now, like I'd be good. Yeah, exactly.
Off. Then when you kick off with the teens and stuff, like I kick off with Justice, I'm like, okay, you know what?
No,
we just out here thugging it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't even know what to do with as a mama. Like, okay, oh, your diaper's supposed to be changed? Oh, okay. That's why it flies around and I'm kidding.
That's hilarious. But yeah, that happened. And then I ended up just like, I'm going to go back to school and finesse the financial aid system.
Oh, you want that $2,600 check that comes in first of every semester.
So I did that and bought a bunch of studio equipment. And I went back to my mom's house because I knew, shit, let me stay there with my baby.
You know you owe that money back, right?
Yeah, I paid my student loans back.
Okay,
everything.
But I'm saying, Sally Bell.
You feel me? Shout out to me. I didn't want to pay it, though, because that shit irritated me. But yeah,
but actually, what's his name? The president, don't he have that little thing?
Yeah, and that shit pissed me off because I had already paid my shit off.
I promise you, when I sit there and see that financial aid thing that they're doing the loans and stuff, I had literally just paid my shit back like 3 years ago.
Nah.
I said, now look here, you want to do that whole little program and
give
shit.
Us our bread back then.
But
exactly.
You want me mine quick. I need my check immediately back in my account.
Yeah.
Y'all garnished. Actually, I didn't even do the payback. They and just garnished me one day. I looked at my check for work. I said,
See? And I was so proud of that moment. Like, yeah, I paid off my student loans just to now I look dumb. Like, oh, you paid off your student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that irritated me. But I did do that. You know what I'm saying? I got studio equipment. Just started recording myself. And then, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're cracking right now. Number 10 album in the world.
Shout out to
number
me.
Five,
shout out to
the
God.
United States. Okay. But Drake dropped.
Drake, let me tell you, I ain't gonna lie. As a human, I was so irritated. I'm like, oh, he just destroyed my night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then I had to realize I got to be confident in myself and my own path. And then that only lasted for like 10 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I'm good. Whatever happens is meant to happen. And so.
So when Drake drops the same time as you, like, do you just sit there low key and cry, or you just
nah.
You know what? I'm just chopping shit.
I was in a 40/40 club in New York because my manager Justice wanted me to like celebrate my album release somewhere besides LA because I just wanted to be at home in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was in a club drinking, watching the Warriors game. So I was having a good time, and then I just see a tweet like, Drake just announced the album, and I'm like, man, what the fuck? Why? You know what I'm saying? But it only lasted 5 minutes, like I said. I was like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I still believed in how great my album was, and comparing paths that's like a thief of joy. And so
it is.
You feel me? So
you can't really compare. I mean, Drake. I mean,
and Drake also he's Drake, huge. Then, he's also like, huge,
and he been out way longer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And he already has his little stardom type of
deal.
So for you, you know, like, shoot, at least maybe more people will have more eyes, because then they'd be like, okay, well, that's what they say they do in music or something, right? If you go, like, someone's big or something, like, who's super big, and then they go buy more than one album or something the same day. Is that how that shit works? Well, actually,
people don't buy albums no more, right? No, they just skim through it for real.
They stream through, you know, the whole, that's why Spotify, you're posting about them and stuff.
Yeah.
I get it, yeah.
But also, I was just that confident in my music that I didn't care who dropped. You know what I'm saying? Except for Beyonce. That's like, okay. Then it's just like, I'm not going to drop.
Well,
but
Beyonce actually did drop a track, too.
I know, exactly.
So what are they trying to do to you, huh?
Exactly, trying to destroy me.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
What is happening here? So, we need to have a talk. Beyonce and Drake. You know what I'm saying? West Side Boogie in the building.
Trying to sabotage
and we confident on the
me.
Side, all
exactly.
Right? So,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you talking about. West Side with it. I don't know.
That's why you my dog, man. Shout
I don't
out
know
to
what's
you,
going
on. But yeah, I was just that confident that I rap better than everybody, so it only lasted 5 minutes.
I mean, you do rap good, though.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, you're pretty hard.
I think I'm pretty good at rapping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that Erykah Badu.
I went crazy the other day, huh?
You went stupid.
I did go
like,
crazy.
You was hitting the shit.
And I was already, I didn't even want to like go do that day. I love Sway, but I told myself when my album was finished, I wanted to take a break from rapping for like 2 weeks because I just been rapping so much for 3 years, but it's like it's still Sway, and I gotta always like
shout out step to Sway. Up to the plate. I mean, Sway always comes through it. He always tells everybody just do their best.
He bring out the best in people because yeah, he's like, man, like, I can't mess up. It's the hyenas,
and you know that's your time too. When you step on that show, you know he's you gonna gotta ask shine you to do
exactly
a little freestyle. So you'd be like, all right, bam.
And then I was up there with Iman Shumpert, and the nigga was rapping his ass off for like 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, I gotta
was
rap.
It making sense.
He was getting off. He was rapping because Eminem had. You're funny. Eminem had called on the phone, so it was also Iman time. They're like, "Oh, let me show Eminem I could get off." So,
and then Iman, and then so he was. What? How's his flow? What do you think about him?
He get off. He a good rapper. What you mean?
Is he?
Nah, he really can rap. He rap good.
Or
I ain't gonna lie.
Dance or better? He should just stick to basketball. Which nah, one? I mean you keep it solid to me. It's
nah, let me be honest. Nah, he good at basketball. He made it to the NBA, but he really good at rapping. And it's not just like basketball players that's good at rapping. He can really rap. A lot of basketball players suck. Iman like hang with rappers. He hang with Jid, a rapper from LA.
I hang out with a lot of rappers too.
You're funny.
I can't rap nothing.
Oh, this is what we're doing.
Like, Westside Boogie in the building. Okay.
I mean, he don't rap better than me because nobody do. But he rap good as hell. He rap good as hell.
Well, that's good. I mean,
he rap good as hell.
You know, he probably is. I mean, well, he probably has some extra powers and stuff. Tiana's hopping on up on it every morning. So,
yeah, I mean, you feel me? That probably that would give you some extra boost.
Yeah.
You're hilarious.
You know, I'm just saying, Tiana's one. Coming on, you know, like, bam. She, in the morning, you wake up to Tiana. She's doing a split on your shit and shit. And you may be like,
Yeah. Feel you.
Exactly.
I feel you.
But anyways, so you speaking of him, right? You said he called. Why'd he call?
Because I'm signed to him.
I know that. Shady Records, Interscope.
There
I
you
got
go.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just called to you know, celebrate my moment. I ain't dropped in 3 years. This is my second album. I think with a lot of rappers, we be in our head and in our own way as far as when it comes to our sophomore album, because it's a lot of pressure like outdoing the last one. And I feel like my last one was so good. So it was hard these past 3 years. I went through therapy. I went through the process of that. So
therapy, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That, you know what? Black mental health is real. And I think that so many people need to go to therapy. I had a couple of therapy sessions with my honey, you know, because he did some wild stuff. But anyway,
shout out to my dog. I know him. Shout out to my dog.
Taco Mill in the building.
Shout out to my dog. Shout out to Taco Mill. He is a legend in LA, been a legend since I was going to house parties, and that's my dog. So
yeah, no, he's really excited about me actually doing you today. He's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he's hard.
I really love him.
He gets off, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. He knows
I told him, like, when Amir hit me, I was like, I said, yeah, Westside Boogie. He's like, yeah. Oh, you're like, oh, you're that. He's old. You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's why I feel like you've been part of my life forever, because I've been seeing you through Taco Mail, through like everything y'all went through and how y'all made it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've been together now, like, what, about 8 years?
You feel me?
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my boy.
But anyway,
and then
also G Weed. I seen
G Weeder, free G Weeder.
Yeah, free. I mean, listen here, all right? Like, this is the problem. Like, they have so much real ones behind bars. It doesn't make sense. G-Weed, I don't call G-Weed. I call him Free Weed.
Fire.
Yes.
Amazing.
Because when I met G-Weed, right, he's like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I'm G-Weed. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was saying Free Weed.
That is so funny.
I'm like, oh, so I'm like, well, why? Like, do you give away free weed?
You're
like,
hilarious.
Like, what do they call you, G-Weed? And I'm like, he's like, Free Weed. I'm like, no, I'm just going to go with Free Weed because I like that shit better.
Good name.
So I used to be like, okay, Free Weed.
And now it's really that. Now it's really Free Weed.
It's always been Free Weed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go partying with them, all that type of stuff, things, but then they trying to hold them down in the system, and that's what a lot of they do. But wait, I'll go back to Free Weed in a minute. But yeah, shout out to Free Weed. Anyway, back to you over Black Mental Health.
Oh, that's why.
You know what? I'm so crazy, right? I really just think about shit that I go
do
back.
That too. I do, and I love that. But I was gonna go back anyway. I know what she was doing.
Yeah,
I love
so
it.
I have to. You're like, my mind is really out of here. People think,
what sign
like,
are you? What sign
I'm
are you?
I'm a Gemini, but like, I'm low key a weirdo.
I asked that like I knew about signs.
Yeah, I mean, the sign thing. Well, I guess I am. I don't know what the fuck. You're right. Because signs, you know, everybody sit there as signs and all that type of shit, and I'd be like, well, is this true and not true about the sign?
I don't know.
What are you?
I'm a Virgo. I'm a blood, though.
Okay. Well,
I'm just playing.
I mean, it makes sense. We just talked about G-Weed. So we out here. I get it.
Nah, I'm a Virgo.
Shout out to Nellis.
Shout out to the homies, man. Shout out to the Nellis.
But black with mental health, right? Let's go to that subject. So you went to therapy and all that type of stuff. What did you go to therapy for?
Initially, I just thought it was the only way I could get over the heartbreak I was going through.
Honey?
I was in like my first healthy relationship for like 3 years. finally found somebody who connected with my kid and felt like this was like my person. So I was just sad. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what? But why did you guys break up?
It was a bunch of stuff. I don't think I was a great like boyfriend as far as like communication. It was a lot of stuff I just expected of her and then like translated or communicated and just expected her to do it. And I think that like built up a lot of tension. I think I never gave her a space to like, or she said I didn't give her space to be who she wanted to be. She was also an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she's in the entertainment.
Yeah, she's a singer. So I think.
What's her name?
Not doing that one.
Is she like, is this someone I know or is she underground?
She kind of underground, up and coming.
Up and coming?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But
well,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know that many up and coming ones. You don't want to say her name? You don't want to get her to shine no more because she broke your heart? Yeah, fuck her. You're right.
Yeah. Nah, because she like, nah, it's kind of tricky. But anyways, shout out to her. She was a great person. She still is a great person. She a great person.
He likes you.
Exactly. Because a lot of stuff I just learned about myself.
But and actually, I said fuck her because I may know her. Then I'd be like, okay. She'd be like, bitch, we should say fuck me.
No, exactly.
Okay, well, I'm like,
you know what I'm saying?
I'd be like, all right, well, I didn't mean fuck you. I meant fuck the person because you didn't say the name.
Exactly. I know.
No, but.
But yeah.
For her, though, so she broke your heart. And did you cheat on her at all during the time?
I think. Well, I did some stuff on tour.
Oh, well, then that's why you do
but,
that. Your
but listen. You every time it. I did it, we was like happened to be on a little break.
No.
I didn't necessarily cheat, you know?
No. You talking right. about that? She should be the one heartbroken.
That
you
is
was out here getting loosey-goosey.
I didn't say she didn't do nothing, though. She just, I caught her stuff doing stuff on her phone, too. It was like, it was like that type of time, too.
Oh, she was tag team.
Yeah, so it was
okay,
like.
Okay, I've been on one of those before. Yeah, you do me something, I'm going to go do something.
Yeah, so it was that type of time.
TikTok evil. That's what I call that game.
Exactly.
You get off of me, bitch, I'm gonna go fuck him too.
There we go.
Don't leave me out.
But we should have just separated when we knew it wasn't working, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But therapy did like it just turned into something else. So, like me finding unaddressed trauma as far as like
childhood.
Childhood shit. As far as why I'm the way I even was in that relationship, why I like break, like shut down when somebody being too affectionate with me or like why I'm a certain way. And it's like, cause my mama never gave me that space to be emotional cause she raised me to be so tough. Cause that's what she thought boys had to be. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's questionable. Cause sometimes you may have to raise a little black boy.
No, exactly.
To be stuff.
So, and that's not, yeah, that's why I'm not trying to say my mama did it the wrong way. It was the way she felt was right, which was like, it's sad. That's how the world is. That's how you got to be. Cause you will get ate up in this world if you too soft.
But if you don't raise a black man to be more tough,
yeah,
when he comes out of this, you know, whole evil world that we live in, then he can really have emotional problems and have a lot of things done to him. Fact. So I think that different reasons of why
not true
raising a black child is so important of how you raise them, because a lot of evils occur and that they won't even be mentally prepared for if you didn't already raise them the right way.
Yeah, and that's why I think balance is important. That's why I'm grateful for the relationship I got with my kid mom, because I think the misconception that just because y'all not together, y'all don't still got a co-parent is in the world too. But that's like one of my best friends, because our kid is both our responsibility. So we got to always be on the same page. Because if not, my kid will maneuver the system and finesse us. He know if he go to his mama house, he could do some stuff he don't get away with at his dad house. So I'm just grateful me and her got a great.
Kids do that though.
Yeah, they smart.
Kids get on my damn nerves with that.
They
you know
smart.
What I'm saying? My kids would sit there, will do some weird shit with me. And then be like, you know, like, oh, they're angels when they with their daddy.
No,
like,
exactly.
Hold on, wait a minute.
No, y'all just
keep that same
exactly.
energy.
Exactly. And that's what my kid do. And it be pissing me off. And I got to always be the tough one into me when she look like the savior. You know what I'm saying? But I know that's the dynamic with boys and moms. And I guess, you know what I'm saying? So
Boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be killing me.
Yeah.
My son, Justice, he runs me low.
See?
Well, yeah, I mean, talking about like deep low.
See, and I'm just now getting, my kid finna be a teenager next week. So it's or 2 days. He's finna turn 13, and he already pisses me off with, like, think he understand the world more than me. And it's
boy,
you just got here a couple days ago.
Yeah, no, they think they know everything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They be walking around, sitting there, like, you know what I'm saying, with their chest out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, you know what I'm saying, your balls like, haven't even dropped yet.
And that's why I be trying to make sure I still work out, because my kid, he, like, I feel like he finna be taller than me, and he played basketball, so it's like, let me get in my bag before he really thump me, and I just look crazy out here, you know what I'm saying?
Pump his chest out one time, you know what I'm saying?
Me?
You know, he's gonna be taller than you, looking down at you, like, damn.
Yeah, like, what really? Exactly, he trying to fire me up.
He gonna sit there and look at you and size you up, next thing you know, he gonna two-piece your ass.
I'm gonna be sick. That's the worst. If my kid beat me up,
yeah,
I might as well call it a day.
Yeah,
I'm washed.
That's when you cancel it.
Exactly.
You know
it's over.
My son is like 6'5" or something. And I sit there and still look at him like, man, I don't
Yeah, you got it.
Like,
that's why you got to instill that fear early.
Yeah, I give him that look and say, when I switch my eyes, you know, it's go time.
Exactly.
That means, you know what I'm saying? Like, try me if you want to. These hands are still up to date. Quick.
Up to date is fire.
Yeah, but okay, so tell me about you and your situation with Marshall and all that type of stuff.
So I signed to Interscope in 2015, and I thought my life was just finna change for the better. Like every young person who signed a deal, you know what I'm saying? That's just our dream to get signed, and we think we finally made it. I was confused, though, because life just got harder. I had good management, but he didn't know how to manage a hip-hop artist at the time, so it kind of messed up the relationship with Interscope. So I was on a shelf for like 2 or 3 years, like 2.5 years, trying to put out a mixtape, not really gaining no traction in L.A., but still signed. So dealing with that pressure, like being broke and like being scared to go back to my neighborhood because like I'm a signed artist and it's embarrassing that I got signed and I'm still broke. So I was dealing with that. I was staying in this little apartment in Torrance. At this time, I met these managers called LVRN from Atlanta. So I started changing management. They had a great relationship with Interscope because they managed Summer Walker. So, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, she do good business there. So at the same time, I don't know how it happened. Eminem heard my music from Paul Rosenberg. I don't know how. And then I got called. And it was like, oh, Eminem want to check you out. And he flew me to Detroit the next day. So all I could say I could blame it on is me staying consistent and believing in myself. But it was like, I don't know how it happened.
Does he talk to you now?
Eminem is like just like me. We don't like talking a lot. So he talked to me when he need to talk to me. He respect my process because I don't want him like coming in, giving me beats. I want to be able to create the album I want to create. So when it's time to play it for him, he come listen and he give me good attention. And then outside of that, you know what I'm saying?
So he just stays in the studio half the time, just silent?
No, I don't be in the studio with him. I don't record with him. I don't record with people. I record out here in my house with my two producers every day. I don't even like studios. So, Dang. Yeah, I'm not great at studios just because my creative process is so personal to me. And I know I got to get better because it probably slowed down my production rate, but I'm just so, like, personal with it. I don't know.
And so when he hears your music, and what does he be saying to you? Like, what's it?
He got the same joke, like, oh, this shit's trash. And then after 30 seconds, he's like, no, this is amazing. Like, I love what you do. You know, he always give me, like, real honest opinions and tell me what he connect to, the songs he connect to. What was dope, when I first met him, the songs he told me he liked was, like, my deep cuts, and it wasn't the ones that went viral. So it let me know he was really listening to the song. So, you know. But he also an artist, and I feel like he competes with me all the time. I feel like he want to be a better rapper than me still. So, you know, I think that's dope, too, that he still compete and want to be the best rapper. So, there's that.
What's the funnest time you've ever had with him?
The funnest time I've ever had with Eminem was when we were either the Super Bowl rehearsal, because we were just vibing all day, you know. I was chilling. Or when he brought me out in Australia in front of 80,000 people. It's really when he helps me musically or our video shoot. Those are the best times, you know what I'm saying? So
Dang.
I just want to take all his fans. So shout out to Eminem for opening that space for me to
Do
take
you get
his
any
fans.
Of his fans? Did a lot of them cross over?
Yeah, a lot of them, but they be mad sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I always said he raps so much, like Eminem could catch so many different pockets where he could rap fast, and I got a lisp so I can't rap fast. So sometimes his fans be mad at me that I don't rap fast.
Dang.
Yeah, so shout out to them. So I deal with them angry fans sometimes. Like, me and Eminem's style so different, but at the core of it, I think it's still the same, but sometimes they just want to hear what they want to hear, and I don't necessarily fit the shady umbrella like they think I should, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a blood from Compton or a nigga from Compton with a different message.
Yeah. So for you being... So, okay, for you as far as the whole thing... with being a blood from Compton, how does that work out?
I don't glorify it. I think I can't run from my past, though, and I love my neighborhood. That's my community. And also, it's conflicting with being a father and a rapper because it's like it's a dangerous job already. In the first years of my kid life, I tried to hide it from him, just tried to hide this side. And I think that's where I messed up instead of preparing him for the world and like having honest conversations with him about why I started gangbanging. You know what I'm saying? I was just being a follower. I didn't have my dad in my life, so I just needed something to cling to. And so, yeah, I just want to make sure I had those honest conversations with him, but not hide it in my rap. So when I do it in my raps, I try not to glorify it, but I still embrace it. So that's the hard part.
And if your son, right, ever said that he wanted to join a gang, what is your take on it?
I seen him playing with it in his phone. That was the moment where I realized I messed up, when I was going through his phone and I seen him saying "cuh" to his friends, like, "Y'all crazy, cuh." And it was like,
you said, well, first off,
yeah, exactly. Why would you, if you on gangbang?
You
know what
I'm saying?
Exactly.
You gangbang number one.
That was
as soon as you hit the car, you're like, ooh,
that was my first thing. Like, boy, you gonna choose this? But nah, I was pissed because I was just so mad at myself. Like, I let this happen, and I'd be trying to give him space to, like, not go through his phone all the time. And I don't think it's, sometimes I guess it's like, we know when you're scared to go through your girl phone because you know you're going to see something, so you just rather not do it. That's how I feel.
We had those moments before.
That's how I feel with my kid phone every time. I'm like, oh my God, I'm finna see some bullshit. Like,
And so, then on top of that, you with the shit walking. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
we over here blind walking.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm like, boy.
That's what we have. Like, I'm going to talk to you one more time. You know what I'm saying? If we get
exactly.
in the family business,
choose this. This is the side we choosing. Boy, you are
over here.
You are from Campanella.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just.
If you ever choosing anything, we gonna choose the right thing for you.
You are hilarious.
That's
Nah, he better not choose nothing ever.
You know that, and everybody never wants your son to choose anything. Yeah. But I just said, if you ever come across, you ain't going with the enemy.
Nah, you right, facts.
That's where we.
So
you
it
know.
Was tough. So if he do that, obviously I can't, like, the sad thing about me realizing as a father sometimes is knowing he gonna have to bump his head sometimes to realize the lessons. I could, like, tell him every time, but even me, people could tell me stuff and I still go do it because I gotta, like, go through it myself to understand it. And, you know, sometimes that's gonna be his path. I could just try to prepare him and just, like, hopefully I'm leading by examples to where he feel like he don't gotta take this path to, like, because I know with him, he got this, like, guilt of, like, feeling like his life is better than his friend's life, so he feel like he gotta conform to what they do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He hang with little kids from Watts and he like, oh man, they tougher than me cause they grew up in Watts and they got less money than me, like, mm-hmm. in that vibe, so he, like, just feel like he gotta be tough, and that's the sad part. So
that's how it really goes, though, you know. Yeah. Like, all the time my son be like, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not, you know, saying, like, mom, we're not from, like, I'm not from the valley.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, you did move here a couple
exactly.
years ago because you're kind of from here now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, no, but I'm really from Compton. Like, wait, no, you're not from Compton. You went to Petola Middle.
Exactly. So, and that's, you know, but I understand the world and they fighting that, like, they fighting that. And then I think about how when I was growing up, I just had to deal with trying to look cool at school. They got the internet. They fighting
with
it, too.
But that's where, I mean, here's the problem. That's what's a wicked world.
Mm. Yeah.
I wanted to be uniforms literally to high school and beyond and everything else, because you got, you know what I'm saying, my son, he over here, he asked me for the Gucci things, the what is it? I don't even know all these expensive ones.
No, like, they're crazy.
Thing, right? And I'd be like, I looked at this Christmas, I said, listen here, little nigga, let me tell you something like this. I don't know what job you done clocked into.
That is,
but you didn't
funny.
Clock into my goddamn bank account, so that's what you're not about to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. My baby mama said, my kid, he just said he won $1,000 for his birthday, and I'm just thinking about, like, I'm probably gonna give it to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I do. But, like, I looked at the thing. I looked under the tree. I'd be looking under the tree. I'd be like, this shit's too lit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because it don't make no sense. I used to think $100 for Christmas was crazy.
What?
Like, what? I just got $100?
Me too.
I'm out of here. I'm up.
Hey, if I even got the 100, wait, first off, I probably didn't get the 100 piece of, like, I damn graduated high school.
Exactly. You got to collect from other people.
And I got the 100 piece from graduate high school. You know what I'm saying? I looked at my bank account, walk around and that bitch. That was that lit.
Exactly.
I'm sitting there, boom.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, different times.
It is. These kids,
crazy.
Like, I gave my son last year, for a six, like, what year is that? I don't know, but I gave him, like, $1,400 or something, like, or $1,500. I think, like, $1,500, right? Or whatever, right? And then this little nigga told me, right? This is some dead ass shit. He told me, like, I thought you were giving money enough money to change my life.
Nah, he is amazing.
I said, no, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I said, now, if you don't give me every last bit of that dollar back,
why are you playing with me? He's talking about enough money to change your life.
Because I'm telling him, I'm like, yeah, I'm about to give you a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to braise you real quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have you cool. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, that's what
I gave it to him. He's like, he just stands there with a straight face.
Nah, that's bread. Oh, he got $1,400.
Yeah, like
if I got $1,400 right now, I'd be happy as hell.
He wasn't even happy. He just looked at me. Well, that's nice. But what's up? He's like, you told me you're gonna give me a lot of money. Like, money.
And I can't stand when they show their ungratefulness.
I damn near wanted to knock every single one of them goddamn teeth. Like, you know, he's tall. I like size him up, like, man, like, you know, beep, 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 beep.
That's hilarious. But yeah. That's tight though. Shout out to him.
But that's how kids, that's, I'm just saying like how the kid frame goes and stuff. Cause you got all these little rich kids and even the fucking hood kids walking around here.
Yeah, and
their parents is dressing them, you know what I'm saying? In fucking $2,000 outfits.
That's, it'd be
and,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And you the projects and nah, everything. Facts. But there's money in the ghetto, period. Nah,
the homies, it's the homies in the hood who got more money than me right now. And that's the crazy part.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, they got, easy. They got bread.
But that's how, but people, I be explaining that to people all the time. I'm like, there's nothing but money in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, people don't understand the process of the projects. Nah. I know some people living in the projects right now, up. You know what I'm saying? Dumb up. They done probably passed out like damn near, you know what I'm saying, walking around in the projects, parked right there. Let's go to the arms.
Nah, facts. You know, got their fucking eyes riding, bread, you know what I'm saying? And they got whips out.
Cracking. Got the chains, bomb, everything.
Exactly.
And then be like, wait, okay, but you live in the projects? Yeah. But then some people never want to leave the projects because they care about their hood too much. And so they just want to represent, quote unquote, their hood.
And that's the choose the lesser. That's the give or take. I guess maybe we start buying our neighborhood because the thing is that we like fighting and killing. The killing part needs to stop anyway, because you're supposed to just be protecting your neighborhood. But it's just the fact we don't own nothing over here. Mm-hmm. And we act like this ours. And it's like not ours. So,
but owning things is where like the owning part is where, you know what I'm saying, Nipsey always was trying to educate people, like buy up the block.
Yeah,
this and you know what I'm saying, like start owning your shit. And that's my problem as far as the whole gangbanging situation goes, right? And look, you know, I'm a certified hood captain, so don't take me
No,
wrong.
I believe.
You know, so that's number one.
Facts. you got it.
But like, I'd be like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? If this is your hood so much, right, then why not buy up your hood so you can really say this is your hood? You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is my street, you know what I'm saying? But like, boom, boom, boom. I was getting my hair done the other day and watch. You can't tell now because the shit's blew out. But and the kids is outside, you know, we was on Avalon and I don't know, like Avalon or something, but we were on watch. I was at Miss Betty's house and like the kids is all sitting there like, yeah, this nigga in my hood, like, did it right. Mm-hmm. But, and you know, like, not kids, but like, you know, like dudes, young dudes in their 20s, where they're like, and they're just like, yeah, this is my hood, you know what I'm saying? Boo, 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 right? And I'm like, and she's like, now one of them grandma have the house over here no more. And now none of them live over here no more. Okay, well, that's problematic.
That's number one.
Okay, so if this is your hood, make sure you tell, you know, well, you should be in a situation that you want to invest in your hood and buy your block so you can really say this is your hood.
Yeah, it's something, I mean, obviously it's something that's deep in the psyche of us as like a people, but we don't got financial literacy growing up, you know what I'm saying, to understand how to invest. Like, we don't even, our mind don't even work that, like a normal game banger mind don't even work like that to think like, oh, I could turn this into something else and buy something else over here. All we know is like this cycle of hate, because we didn't create this world to where like we feel important in this world, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't feel important in the regular world. So gangbanging is just like a simulation of a world we didn't create for ourselves, to where like only thing that matters is who looked the toughest, who got the most bodies, who got the most bitches, and who got the most money, even though we're not doing nothing productive with the money or nothing like to help each other. It's like, you know, it's a cycle that something got to change. And you're right, Nipsey was like, he was ahead of his time as far as like changing it and investing over here. And it's unfortunate what happened to him. Like, but I don't want that message to stop, because I think that is a beautiful message. But before that, the mindset, a gangbanger's got to change.
Now that you're getting more and more successful, do you still feel smart to be in your hood?
I deal with survivor's guilt. I'm not sure if it's always smart, and I don't go hang out every time, but I can't lie. Like, I don't be out and about and like feel like, oh, it's not right that I'm over here and none of them with me. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I feel like I'm reaping the benefits of gangbanging while they dealing with the other side of it. Because like, you know, sometimes as a rapper, I just look like I'm cooler because I got this patch behind me or this army behind me. And you know, it's the truth. The world respects it more. And so I get to go home and live in the luxury of my crib while the homies got to deal with more pressure just because probably I'm the face of over here now. You know what I'm saying? So I deal with that guilt. But it's not even smart to hang out, but I love my friends, you know what I'm saying? So I'm never going to turn my back on them. So I do go over there when I can, but I'm not just going to be thugging with them, because I got a kid also. So it's not even like, I got to put him before everything. It's not smart to just be hanging out.
Yeah. No, I know. But I just said that, like, you know, for Nipsey, as far as the situation, you in your hood, you invest in your hood, and then they take you out in your own hood and your own thing. So right there,
that is tough.
Probably just changed the tune for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why it's like two sides to everything. That's why this argument we having of investing, it's the exact argument on why you shouldn't invest in your hood and why you should get away, because we have an example of Nipsey Hussle. And like, until you feel like, I don't know, until more people change their mindset, you are going to be like putting yourself in danger if you invest in your neighborhood, because you putting yourself like in the lights for people to be jealous, envious.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, I mean, it goes all the time, but different people be hating all the time, you know. Do you have you and Rowdy, are you guys cool?
Yeah, I don't got no problems with nobody. I never met Rowdy. Yeah, and you know, I don't got no problems with nobody.
Oh, okay. You ever met Kendrick?
Yeah, that's my dog.
I mean, Kendrick. Because of the Nellas, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick,
we from the same, you know what I'm saying? We from the same neighborhood. So, like, so yeah, I'm good with I think I'm at every Compton rapper except Roddy. Quick is my dog. YG, he put me on a record a minute ago.
And how was that, working with YG?
It was dope. I was just happy to be on the song, because I was still, you know what I'm saying, he was more popular. And so he gave me that look, and I was super grateful. I'm always be grateful for when somebody, like, don't have to reach out and give me a space to, like, to rap.
Yeah, YG does that for a lot of artists.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He don't get enough credit. Really, so he did it with AD. He do it a lot.
AD, shout out to AD. That's my brother.
Shout out to AD. I love him. Yeah, that's another Compton rapper. That's my guy. Problem is my guy.
Problem is solid.
You feel
too.
Me?
I mean, definitely.
Game gave me a record years ago, put me
Game,
in a video.
I mean, yeah. Well, of course. Well, right. You know, we need to name some Crips now. Okay.
I'm trying to think. Roddy. I'm just saying I ain't met. I said AD. AD, man.
AD, exactly. Okay, Lantana. I was thinking like, okay, now we're going, you know. YG quick, you know. Okay, we're going down by the road.
But I love Roddy, though. And he opened the doors for Compton. So shout out to Roddy, man.
You think he opened doors for Compton?
He opened, not just the door. It's not like the only nigga. But I'm just saying, anytime somebody, our music gets past LA and is like on a larger scale like it was for him, it's helping us. It's helping the city. It put more light on the city.
For the city, though, for Compton, who do you think as far as are the top three hardest?
Boogie, Boogie, and Boogie.
Oh. Hmm.
But I love every Compton rapper, but you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, and I.
I mean, that's politically correct answer. You're sitting here promoting an album. I mean,
exactly. And but I literally feel that way. And besides, outside of myself, it's gonna be the rappers from my neighborhood, and it's no order because I love all of them. Like YS, Hitta J3, Mari Ruger, and you know who else that rap over there? All my other guys, Wally the Sensei, doing amazing things.
Wally is freaking going crazy. I mean, he's great.
Key Riches, shout out to Key, because last time I didn't shout some of my homies out, and I felt bad. So my bad, I had to do that. And that's I'm gonna stop now.
Hitta J3.
Hitta J3. Love Hitta J3.
I went to a party that he was at one time. And I had never heard of him before.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at a party. This is years ago. And he was sitting there. His shit was hot. I'm like, oh, okay. Ra's daughter party.
That's fire.
He performed.
Hitta been doing it for a minute.
And on the west side.
He been doing it for a minute. And like, you know, he put a lot of light on my neighborhood too. When Do Your Gutty came out, it was going viral.
That's what he performed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So he's still going crazy. Mari Ruger, too. My bad. Last person.
Okay, that's the Denver, the shout outs. Y'all niggas, you better sit here and respect him. He didn't sit here just
exactly.
Show you some shine and shit.
Mari Ruger, man.
Yeah, then you don't have the ones, but you didn't say my name.
I dealt with that like a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh, they were pressing?
Yeah, you know, it'd be like that, though. I get it.
Because everybody needs a moment.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I get the frustration. I don't get taking it to the internet, but I get the frustration.
Oh, people took it to the internet on you?
Yeah, it's been happening a lot with me lately, though.
And what do you say?
I don't play internet games.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I just, you know. Therapy has also helped me, like, understand, like, oh, he hurt. And you know what I'm saying? And it just make me feel kind of bad for him. So, because I'm like a firecracker. I'd usually be, like, ready to react and, like, just react off of, like, emotion. And so I've been trying to check myself with that.
I'm a firecracker, too. You know
what I'm saying?
I didn't go to therapy for me. I should have went, you know, because I'm lit sometimes. You know, people be having me fucked up and I be thinking about it. And I'm one of those people be like, you know what? Well, guess what? Like, I'll think about it afterwards that you had me all the way twisted.
I feel
you know what I'm saying?
You might have a friend who you could talk to. Could be therapy for you. As long as it's just about talking to somebody who's not going to have a biased opinion, I think.
Yeah.
And like,
but people come to me And then they'd be like, bam. I'd be like, you know what, bitch? You really got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be thinking about it afterwards, and I don't need all the smoke ever.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell me something right now, and you could tell me something crazy as hell and wild that you have me messed up in every single way, and then I'll come back to you, and I'd be like, well, guess what? You know what I'm saying? Let me check your temperature.
No, I feel you.
You know, like, what's going on? And I'd be like, damn, Raquel, you should woosaw. You could have handled that better. You just went and completely zero.
That's why I'd be mad at myself when I don't handle it right. Because then it get a person to, justify their actions. And I don't like giving people, no escape route. So that's why I don't like letting people get me out of character. Because then if I just yell, they'd be like, well, you was yelling at me. And then we lose the topic of what we even talking about, what we was supposed to, the point we was even trying to get to. So I'll be trying to avoid that.
Who do you want to work with?
Lauryn Hill. I want to work with Lauryn Hill. I love her. Jay-Z, of course. That's I love Jay-Z. I just love singers. I don't really care for a lot of rap niggas. They cool, but I don't know. I gotta think. If you name somebody, I'll tell you if I think they type, but I can't think of nobody to name for real, for real.
I don't really know who to name and not name.
But exactly.
Because here's the thing, with different rappers, you know, everybody has their own style, but the rap world is based on clout.
Yeah, it is. It's based off relationships and clout, and that's the tough part. But, you know, that's what I just want even up-and-coming rappers to understand. It's unfortunate the music is not all of it, and I hate seeing artists that think just because they did a great song and go to the studio that it's time to go chill now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so much more you got to do to cut through now, especially if you're not going, if you want to keep, you want to be genuine and not break your moral compass, that's even a hard thing. So you got to work harder, give more content, or if not, you got to just know somebody. And if you don't want to have it based off that, then work harder. You know what I'm saying?
What's the best gift you ever received from Marshall?
From Marshall? As performance-wise, he told me to stop stage diving because I can get sued. That's just a physical thing. But music...
Wait, he said that... He told you what?
To stop stage diving because he don't like how... I'll be jumping in the crowd because he said I could get sued and how he got into a fight for doing that. But I just like jumping into the crowd. It's like my thing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if that's necessarily good advice, but that's advice he gave me. Music advice, he talked to me about not taking everything personal from blogs because it's hard for me because my music is so genuine to me. So not seeing good responses sometimes frustrates me because I know how much I put into it. So, but I think that's every artist. And I'm plus coming from somewhere, a neighborhood where we can't let nobody punk us, gotta stand up for ourselves. When somebody coming at me crazy on the internet, it's always hard to not reply. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's tough.
I go up on them.
And so,
you know what I'm saying? I'd be forgetting that, you know what I'm saying? I'd be somebody hit me oh, you said something. I'd be hold on, well, guess what, bitch?
No, exactly. And it's tough. And then it's and he deal with it on a larger scale, you know what I'm saying? Having a be a white person in hip hop, he deal with black people sometimes pressing him and he want to defend himself because he know his heart. He deal with critics saying he not rapping good enough no more when he know he's so competitive. He got to deal with that. He got to deal with Trump supporters because he went against Trump. He deal with a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I respect it.
Has he ever gave you any money?
Not handing me money.
It bought you any present?
Handing me money, no. But he put me on stage. Oh, I got it. I did a show. Yeah, he gave me money because he put me on that show and I got paid a good amount on his show. So.
Oh, okay.
But he never handed me money. No, I think that'd be weird because I'm going to be I got to pay this back, huh? yeah. So.
You're going to take it as a gift. Okay.
Why you give me this? yeah, so.
What's the best gift anybody's gave you, period?
LVRN gave me this watch, my managers. Shout out to them.
That's an expensive watch.
It's a good watch. This is my first watch, piece of jewelry. They gave me a chain, too, but I lost it.
Oh, well, shit.
Well, I kind of gave it to a scammer in Vegas.
A scammer?
I don't want to talk about this story, but I gave it to an African.
Did you play the cup game?
I gave it to an African scammer in Vegas. I did something even dumber. You know what I'm saying?
What did you do?
All right, so for one, I kind of got a gambling problem.
Me too.
Before I move on, my greatest gift was my baby mama giving me my kid. All right, moving forward, I was in Vegas, right, at my kid basketball tournament. And people know if I go to Vegas, somebody should probably come with me. Because if I start gambling, I don't know how to stop. Because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I get a little.
So it's just me and my kid out there. So you know what I'm saying? He 12. He don't want to kick with me. So I leave him in the room. I'm going to the casino because it's a 3-day tournament. And I'm like spending all my money, spending rent money. For real. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
doing that much.
I was one of them before.
Doing that much. So yeah. I'm like, man, it's the third day. I'm like, man, I'm going to spend $500 more. Mm. I'm on my way to the ATM. This African man walked up. He dressed nice as hell. You know what I'm saying? Got a good suit on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Smell good, pause. But you can smell his cologne. Uh-huh. He like, man, he showed me like this stack of money. He like, man, can you hold this money for me? I'm finna go up here and have sex with this girl, but I don't want her to rob me. And like, you look like a dude I could trust you. I know this sounds crazy, and I don't know why I believe this. Mind you, I'm vulnerable at the time because I'm on my way to the ATM from losing all this money. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody hit me with a bunch of money. Yeah, so, I'm gonna hold it.
So I see, he like, all right, come on, walk with me over here. So we go sit by the slot tables, and he like, show me this money. I see the money, right? So he showed me the money. He like, but I don't want to just give it to somebody that's going to try to rob me. Can you go show me you got your own money? Like, at least go take out like $200 from the ATM so I know you're not a thief. So I'm like, all right. I go grab $200 at the ATM. And he like, all right, bet. He like, then he put my money with his money. And he like, I don't know how he did this trick. He like put it inside a rag and like just shoved it in my bag, right? Just shoved this wad of money in my bag. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And he like, look at my chain. He like, man, can I hold your chain at least? At this point, he told me it's $40,000 that he held me. And it looked like $40,000.
Oh.
So I'm like, this chain costs like $3,000 to $5,000. You know what I'm saying? So either way it go, my gullible ass, trusting black people self, gives this old man my chain.
And he came up on a 2B. Okay.
So at this point, I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes.
More bold than me.
Let me tell you, I call my kid. He like, steal it. My kid tell me to like, F that chain. Just like, come back to the room with the $30,000.
You listen to a 12-year-old? Okay, this is
worse. So I'm like, nah, man, I'm not finna ride this old man. I'm trying to teach my kid a lesson in this moment. Like, I'm not finna ride this man. You got to be a man of your word.
Yeah, and you got rocks in the backpack.
At this point, I don't even look at the bag.
Oh.
At no point.
Okay.
30 minutes pass. I'm like, this is weird. He said he's going to take 10 minutes. I go up to the room, open my bag. It's newspaper wrapped, like just a brick of newspaper. My money gone at this point. I saw him put my money in my bag. He took my money too. My little $200.
Oh, you
and
are,
my
you
chain.
Know what? Guess what?
I know, man.
You deserve to get hit.
I did. You and did. I never told this story.
You are a blockhead. In every single way.
Let me tell you.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah,
So at this point, my dumb ass, I'm crying. I'm like, somebody finna die. I'm finna catch your body. Yeah, like, my kid's sitting there just looking at me like, nigga, you blew it. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I called Damo. He like, man, I'm calling him crying. It's like 2 a.m. because he in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm calling him like, man, this nigga got me, man. I'm not finna ever call the police because I'm gonna be a bitch. So I'm like,
I'm like, all right,
he got me.
You know what? You deserved it.
I did. I ain't gonna hold you.
Because you are a blockhead for that.
I did.
And he didn't hit you with the newspaper wop. You didn't even, hold on. The sick part about it is you didn't even check afterwards to see the bread.
I didn't even look for 30 minutes.
Yeah, you didn't even, I didn't. 30 minutes.
30.
You walk around with a bunch of newspapers that you own. I'm done.
Nah, and I'm just sitting there like, okay. I'm like, yeah, let him rob me.
You salty. You're salty as ever. You know what I'm saying? Throw some pepper on your ass because you sit there salty as ever.
Oh, man.
You know what? At this point, for one, I'm glad I know because if I see the African dude come up to me, I'm socking that nigga in a separate plane with me.
And it's like one of them ones. He just looked like, I can't even remember his face.
Better remember his face because he won't hit your ass again.
That nigga got me, man.
You better fucking take
it. And then I replay the whole story. He didn't even walk towards the rooms. The nigga went straight to the exit.
Duh.
I'm done. Like, when I replay it.
Yeah, I got me one. The ching ching. He had the. You should go to the Las Vegas pawn shop near you. It's there. Your chain is there
LVR
right now.
Enchant.
He done got it off for some extra money. And you know what? If I can know that they're hitting people like that, I'm going to go. Where's the paper at? I'm on my way to Vegas.
Nah. And you know the crazy part? The paper it was all wrapped in. Was the paper from my kid basketball tournament?
Where's the paper?
So
where's
it's
the
like
paper?
It's give either he
paper.
Was watching me at
if
them
I
games.
Know we got boneheads like this walking around. I'm
okay. You know
money.
What? I don't want, next topic. Next topic, guys.
You know what I'm saying? He's shout out to the African brother right now. Hold me down. Show me the trick because I got more paper for your ass to get these.
That shit got me high thinking about it. I blew it.
You think so? Yeah, think.
I gotta do better.
You went to the groove, and then you don't even got no gamma money. So you go back home with a fist face without chain and broke. I can't handle it.
Sick.
Yeah, what? Sick. And that's a 200 piece, man.
All right, man, my album came out.
Yeah. Yeah, and okay, guys, Trender's album.
Exactly, so you know I get a new chain.
He's not fooling you with his music. You know? He got the hits, at least. I can tell you that much.
Man, that shit was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But goddamn, thank God your common sense comes across your albums because you're smart as shit on those.
Exactly,
but your common sense in the streets, boy, we out of here. We so
that won't happen again though. I learned from
it. It better not happen again. Now you got the little chain on now, right?
That is, but it was little too, but it just had a better charm. You know what I'm saying? It was my LVRH charm.
That's a shiny chain at least.
This is it was this charm right here. I got the chain tatted.
The Rolex. And now if someone hits you for that Rolex, then I'll buy it half off.
Let me explain to you. Let me explain to you. He almost got it. I almost overextended this instead.
Oh, well, listen, okay?
Let me tell
if anybody
you.
Thinks about hitting him for the Rolly, this shit's over here shiny as hell.
Yeah, try to complain. You going to do that to somebody because now I'm going to be, now they're going to go home hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't do it, guys.
Yeah, listen, you know what I'm saying? You hit him for the Rolly, I got you for half piece. I'm buying it.
Nah, we finding that. I'm calling Weeder and we finding it. Nobody getting this Rolly. Somebody gonna get hurt.
Yeah. You are funny. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, shout out to him though, man.
Yeah. But you and Summer Walker never collab Interscope?
We signed, got the same management. No, we did. She was supposed to be on my last album. I forgot what happened. She didn't like her verse, so we didn't use it. But I just helped her with her verse on Kendrick album too, though. So there was that. So we collabed on that, but not on our own songs.
Are you on Kendrick album?
I just got writing credit just for helping Summer with her verse.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying, did a little thing on there.
So, are you ever gonna collab with Kendrick?
Yeah, I mean, hope so. I mean, that's one of my favorite rappers in the world. So when I know he busy as hell. So if he ever want to do it, you know, I'm gonna be with it. That's Kendrick. Shout out to Dot, man.
Wait, you go to strip clubs?
No, I don't like strip clubs.
Why?
Because I don't like just getting horny for no reason. Like, I don't know. It's cool. I respect the art though. I've been watching P-Valley, so I respect the art. I understand. Like
everybody, what is this P-Valley? Like,
it's
what
a stripper show.
P-Valley? Huh?
No, it's a stripper show, and I love it because
Tell me about P-Valley.
It's a stripper show that's ran by
the second person.
It's a stripper show about a club in Mississippi, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it just showed the ins and out of a real life, like what they go through. Not like no documentary, but it's like a real show, good acting. And it's ran by Uncle Clifford, who is a gay man. I don't know the pronoun to use for Uncle Clifford, so I don't want to mess up. So whatever you would like to be called, Uncle Clifford, that's what I'm gonna say.
Was he a transgender or something? Or
I don't kind of know. He or she or them or her or they wear a wig, and with a mustache. But I'm not sure if they got the sex change, so I don't want to mess up. But shout out to Uncle Clifford.
Well.
But man, I was talking about the show.
I'm out of water.
I was talking about the show and how it makes you respect the craft of strippers, and because I understand it's physically taxing and stuff like that. So
you know, speaking of, you know what, strippers are great. I know a lot of them.
Shout out to them.
I hang out with some different dancers sometimes because strippers are fun and they're not like just like lame business.
Exactly, they're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You probably know a couple on the
exactly.
You may not see
personal
them.
Level.
Oh, personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fun times with them.
Yeah, I've had sex with strippers. Sure, I've been with strippers. I've been to strip clubs and fell in love, and I also fall in love fast. So that's also why.
If I'm in love with a stripper,
I'll be in there like I'll be like, girl, why you here? You know, like you could be better than this. Come with me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you one of them. You're a trick.
Trick? I don't know if I got enough money to be a trick. I'm real like smart. I buy food.
You don't have enough money to be a trick.
I buy food. I don't got no problem paying
so you
for food.
You put them in there. So when you fall in love with the stripper, right? Because so you're in there, you're just getting horny or whatever, right? And then you look in her eyes and stuff, and she's giving you like the lap dance.
For one of my weaknesses is like, and one of my things when I date a girl, she got to have rhythm. I can't stand girls that can't dance. It irritates my soul. You know what I'm saying? Especially black women, they can't dance. Shout out to y'all. I'm not. I just can't date them because like I'm just attracted to twerking. You know what I'm saying? So those are the best twerkers in the club. And so I fall in love because they be dancing and I love rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
So you're sitting there, you're one of them. She's popping that ass for you one time, tooting that thing
up. It's not just a pop, but it's like, I know good dancing. You know what I'm saying? And it's like LA girl dancing too. I love LA black girl rhythm. I just love it. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain way they move. So it's like, yeah.
And then when they pop it on you and stuff,
I'd be like, girl, marry me right now.
Okay. She probably will too. Shit. Yeah. She sees shady records, you know what I'm saying?
And that'd be cap.
Yeah.
They be like, oh yeah, we gonna sit next to Eminem and y'all not never gonna see him. That shit gonna be funny as hell.
Do some girls you think try to holler at you to get to him?
Nah, cause we got a different demographic, I think. You know what I'm saying? I date like ratchet girls from the hood who listen to Kodak Black and never listen to me anyway. So I don't really date like boogie fans a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So you like the ratchets?
Yeah, I do. I do love them. I mean, I be trying to figure out what I like. I think I just like balance because when I try to date girls that's super straight and narrow because I get tired of the ratchets and then they be too straight and narrow and don't understand like my culture, well, just me sometimes, and like my past and how I got to move in the world, and it'd be like a weird dynamic. But then I deal with the ratchets, and they like don't understand I got to be a rapper in this space, and I got to move in spaces a certain way. So I need somebody like right in the middle.
The ratchets are more so like, okay, bam, I want some tennis shoes.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying?
Like, let's go do a trip out.
Let's
do a trip to Catalina. Oh, Boogie, you did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Boogie, what's up with it? He just took me to Catalina real quick. On a round trip with the 49, you know what I'm saying? My man did it up for my birthday. I'm on, everything. I bet you, and he bought me the new Jordans out. Check it. Like,
you are
I'm
funny.
Cracking. Then the straight and narrow bitches be like, okay, we went where? Why did we go to Catalina? Exactly. Are we doing a day trip?
Yeah, and I don't think I'm ready to like.
I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Dubai.
You feel me?
Bye, bitch.
Yeah, because I'm trying to still get my bag. You know what I'm saying? So dating like industry girls, a lot of them be having like either just as much bread as me or more bread than me. So it'd be like, let me just chill right now. I probably shouldn't be dating until like I'm ready to date and I'm ready to.
Well,
like,
at some point you're getting up there, you have to start to be like, hey, you know what? It's time to fall in love. And
yeah, right I'll be thing. Falling. I'll be falling in love though, but
prenup.
Oh, prenup.
Yeah, if you find the one, are you gonna have her sign a prenup or not?
I always think about this. That's a good question. It's just like signing a prenup. Are you just basically like? I feel like you kind of manifesting a breakup. But also, it's like you being smart because it's like you're not necessarily the one that's going to get rich. It's being smart for her, too. What if she just get up or unless she don't think she ever going to get no bread? Or
that's a problem. You know, if you're with a bitch who don't even think she's going to get it, then obviously you're already on
the train. You know what I'm saying? It's just like fair that when we break up, we get what we... Because money is still a real thing in the world. We could try to act like we just going off of love, but you still got to survive in the world. So you got to think about yourself and your future, especially if kids involved.
But I'll tell you, you're going to get one that she's not going to sign the prenup.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, she's not doing it. You're dating strippers. These bitches got games. It's not happening. She's not saying
she's going to be like, why do we need to do this, babe? And I'm like, you're right. Yeah, like, we never going to break up
anyway.
You don't
love me? You don't love me in love, huh? She don't hit that next deal that you hit.
It's like a therapy session for me. I appreciate this.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure it is.
It is like making me like aware of certain stuff I need to change.
Yeah, see, you know what I'm saying? The one that you're dating though, be careful. And also, you know what? You need to use condoms.
Yeah, I'm not raw dog assassin. I had a kid and didn't raw dog ever until I got in that relationship and she got that UID. What are those things y'all put
IUD.
In? There you go. That's the only time I had like I was going raw. I don't do that.
She didn't have IUD. She tricked you.
No, I was with her 3 years. She had IUD. I was skeeting her for 3 years.
She didn't have an IUD if she got pregnant by you.
She didn't get pregnant. I'm saying since I got my baby mama pregnant 13 years ago. I said I wasn't doing this again until I was going to marry the girl. My baby mama, me and her was fighting. Them first 3-4 years, we super close now, but I said, oh, no, I'm not. And I don't like missing moments away from my kid, even though, because when he got to go with her, I'm sick. So I'd rather be in the household with my kid. So I'm not raw dog until I'm marrying.
That's good. I mean, you know what? That's very smart because here's the thing. Like, right now you have people in competition to have the most kids.
Yeah, not the boy.
Yeah. Well, they good riddance because, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to YBNJ last week and he sit there. He told me he doesn't use condoms.
No, I think I read that.
Yeah, he said he never will. He said God got him. I said, yeah, God has your dick with a bunch of bumps coming up too.
Yeah, I mean him, you know what I'm saying? What's Nick Cannon going crazy? It's tight, man, you know what I'm saying?
Nick Cannon, I had Nick Cannon on with the week before him.
And it's just
Nick
like-
Cannon said that he, you know, we were talking to him about vasectomy and about him getting a vasectomy, if he should have one or not.
I think if you got the capacity, as long as you got the emotional capacity and like physical and got the money to be able to take care of all these kids, and to each his own, if that's what you want to leave behind on this earth. You
it
know
goes
what I'm
both ways. Like, I feel Nick, you know what I'm saying? Because he has the bread. He's done bread it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd be like, damn, when you start to juggle like 9 baby mamas and stuff, I'd be like, you know, that's still a lot of headache. And then even in general, right, you'd be like, okay, boom, like babies are a blessing. So I'm like, be having mixed emotions and stuff.
No, it is, because it's a crazy energy to balance 9 baby mamas. I can't even.
What?
Like, what? My one baby mama is, you know what I'm saying? It takes all of me to maintain this relationship and like fine tune it all the time. And I have to do that 9 times, and especially my baby mama, I feel like I got to make sure my kid don't see me arguing with her, because I don't want him to treat women a certain way. I want to make sure he got conflict resolution. But a lot of times I feel like I'm getting punked because like I don't want to fight. And so having to do that between 9 different women, getting punked by 9 women, it's like, no, I'm not with this. This is crazy.
Yeah, but that's how it is. It's definitely crazy. But, you know, she's... Even thinking about it just is stressful. I'd be like, God damn, having 9 baby daddies, I'd be like, you know what, fuck all y'all. Like, forget it. Here's what we gonna do. Funny. You know what I'm saying? Boom, 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 boom. Like, it's just all crazy. For your album, when is your next album after this? How much more do you wanna be in the studio?
Yeah, I don't wanna take this long. I feel like I wanna get right back to the studio in the next couple of days. I need to figure out what I wanna talk about this time around. But I just want to stay creative and keep my sword sharp. So maybe 6 months to a year. I don't want it to be longer than that. I was grateful that I had fans that waited 3 years between projects. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the testament to dropping good music. And people should, you know, take notes. But I don't want to take that long again, because I feel like I'm doing my fans a disservice by not giving them more.
Yeah. Taking a long time. It has bad backlash. For thinking about babies, what do you feel about like the whole abortion and pro-life choices and stuff?
That's their body. I don't got nothing to do with that. So I would never tell no woman what to do with her body. Of course, as a father, from that standpoint, if a girl was having a kid, just to be honest, and not play devil's advocate, but just to be honest, if a girl was having a kid and chose to have an abortion and I was against it, it would be frustrating for me. You know, it would be frustrating, honestly. It'll hurt me. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't have to carry that baby for 9 months. I don't have to go through that. And what it does to their body after having to get back through that, you know what I'm saying? It's not my place. I don't even know what that feel like. I can't even imagine what it feel like to have something coming out of my penis.
You know what? It feels like your shit's exploded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your pussy never conforms, you know, like, it'd be like, what the fuck is happening? Mm-hmm. It feels like you're fucking getting cut in your vagina 100 times. And then you'd be like, God damn. And then as soon as it's out, it's like, wow.
Yeah, see?
Your pussy will work back a couple weeks. That's how it goes.
Well, that sounds tough. Yeah, I remember seeing my baby mama have a kid, and I was like, oh my God, it's just stretched out crazy. A person just came out of here.
Yeah. When you watch, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, when you watch having a woman having a baby, like, what is your reaction, your thoughts? I'll look at Mel's face and shit. I'm looking up at him. I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? He'd just be sitting there like, it's almost, I see the hair. Like, no, what the fuck?
Nah, because, we got to thug it out. But in the back of my brain, I'm like, this shit is nasty as hell.
Yeah.
I didn't like looking at it. I ain't going to lie. Because it don't make sense that a vagina could do that.
Some people want to, like, they'll bring you the mirror. They'll be like, you want to see? No, bitch, you think I want to see my pussy getting fucking fucked up? No. Move that shit. Right. I'm going to keep on pushing.
Yeah,
but anyways,
crazy.
Yeah. But I appreciate you coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
And asking me uncomfortable questions.
Yes. You know what? I'm just weird. So you can't help myself.
But I love that.
I appreciate you rocking with me. Westside Boogie in the building. Okay.
Shout out to my dog. Danellas is here, man.
Danellas is in the
building. Shout out to LVRN. Shout out to Shady Records. And shout out to Rosecrans.
Period. It's Tricky. Westside Boogie.
Westside.